Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
And welcome back. This is our newest episode after your surgery. Welcome back, buddy. Before we get started, I want to spring on you that we have a brand new sponsor. I know you weren't aware of this, so I figured I'd just hit you with it and surprise you. Yeah, pretty cool, right? I'm talking about McGillicuddy's Enos Cream. Not good to laugh at our sponsors, Mike. You know, a lot of people, you know what the Enos is, right? That little skin on your elbow?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, nobody likes a soft Enos, Mike.
No.
No, no, no. So this cream, just rub a little bit on there, hardens your Enos right up.
Oh.
Yeah, and that way, you know, because over time, your Enos is going to get saggy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want that.
Nobody wants a saggy Enos.
No, 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 no. I know, you know, just it'll be dragging by the time you're, you know, 80 or something. So, yeah, pick up McGillicuddy's Enos Cream.
Oh, that's,
I don't think they have a slogan. They actually don't even have a website or anything, but I trust them fully.
Yeah, fully. If it's McGillicuddy's, it's legit.
You're getting quality products and not only made in the USA, but only made in, you know, the back of one Lowe's.
Back of one Lowe's dumpster.
Yeah. So, anyway.
No.
So, yeah. Thanks.
Shout out to them.
Yeah.
Or him.
Him. Yeah. He's an entrepreneur.
Yeah, that's right. Shout out to McGillicuddy.
Yep. So, on to your surgery. You're back. Are you better than ever?
I am. I'm actually feeling pretty good.
Good.
Recovery was a little bit longer than I had anticipated, but I feel good.
Good.
I feel good.
Nerves got to you, or were you pretty calm when you went in?
I was nervous. I was scared.
Yeah.
I've never had a surgery before, so it was kind of a whole new thing. Like, the night before, we dropped our kids off at the in-laws because my surgery was scheduled early the next morning.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, could this be like the last time I see, you know, it was just
you jumped to worst case.
Oh yeah. I'm a worst case scenario person.
Same here. That's good. Everything went good. No complications.
No.
Besides the nurses going, man, this guy's dick is huge.
Yeah. I don't think they said that. It was cold. But I remember, I have a blog and I wrote about this in my blog, but I remember they wheeled me in. I was in my bed, the hospital bed, and then they had me slide over to where they're going to operate me on.
Yeah.
So I got on that and they started to put the anesthesia in my IV and then the mask went over my face. So as I'm starting to, the nurse says, okay, take 5 deep breaths. I got to like 3 and I started already like going out and I kind of woke myself up to take, I'm like, I need to take 5, not 3. And I took one more and then I was thinking just before I passed out, like, oh my God, they're going to look at my penis. Like, they're going to pull up to do surgery and just my little wink's going to be there.
It's like common procedure. Mm-hmm. Is he out? All right, check his penis.
All right, let's do the dick check first.
Wow, look at this.
Wow, it looks like a peanut.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but the recovery was pretty rough. I had anticipated, I'm like, you know, people told me they've had hernia surgeries and were like back to work after like 3 days.
Yeah.
But mine being an umbilical hernia, it was like right in your, you know, your core. You use your core for everything,
right.
Obviously. It was tough to just get up and walk around. It was tough to pee the first day.
Yeah. Did your kids like jump on you, like forget about?
No, I told them. I said, you guys have to protect me. You cannot jump on me. And they did really good.
That's cool.
Yeah, good. But,
awesome. Well,
yeah, I'm all
good
back
to be back.
Better than ever.
Yeah, good. And it's good to have you back and back in the studio.
Feels good. It's been a while.
Yeah. So another thing that happened around, I guess, the time you were out. Were you out when the PS5 pre-orders dropped, or were you back to work?
I was back to work.
Okay.
But, I had been gearing up for months because I had, you know, back when the pandemic first started and everything, and we got that first stimulus check or whatever, and I had taken volunteer unemployment. So I'd been saving up the money I got from that to set aside because they were just starting to talk about the PlayStation 5. I'm like,
yeah.
I've never been able to buy a system at launch, like have the money to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to just set this aside so I can finally, for once, pre-order and do it. I came home from work. I turn on the showcase of the PlayStation 5, like the last one they did.
Yep.
And it said, pre-orders starting tomorrow. Well, that wasn't the case because a lot of places started pre-ordering right after that video stopped playing. So
they screwed a lot of people.
And it screwed. Yeah, yeah. It's been a disaster.
The whole not only PS5, but Xbox.
Xbox as well.
Series X has
been
a
much better from what I heard.
I took off of work for that and stood in line. And I love launches. I've been to so many. I think, man, even the Super NES launch, since then, I'm trying to think the Saturn launch. I don't think they were that big of a deal back then. Anybody's welcome to correct me if I'm wrong, and maybe different states did different things, but systems and stuff weren't really, the promotion was around them, but I think they made enough where they weren't like crazy sold out everywhere, or if they were, they were back like the next week after.
The first one I can remember there being any kind of like huge like thing about, at least in my mind, was the N64.
Yeah.
Where that was like the big one.
That was this big shortage. Mm-hmm. That was huge. And I wanted the launch. It was my goal to get the launch. It was some ridiculous thing. Like, they would give like 5 systems to Walmart, 3 systems to Toys R Us. It was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I get that maybe they were building the hype, or maybe they just, how could they not project that the system would be that good? So it was probably just some, you know, hype on their part. But I remember, I still consider this a launch because we went to Walmart. It was me and Don Gaspard. I know we went to school with a Dawn Gaspard, but her brother, Don. He told me, he's like, Walmart's going to get like 15 systems. Oh. And it was on, you know, right before Christmas. So this was, you knew a lot of people were going to be there.
Yeah.
So we went there. We went at like, I think they said they were opening the doors at 6. We got there at 4. And I swear to God, there was already like 30 people in line. And you're like, 15 systems, 30 people, already not good odds.
Mm-hmm.
But we're like, maybe people aren't here for the system. Maybe they're here for other things.
Yeah.
And that was our hope, and that was not true at all. By the time they were getting ready to open up the door, we probably had 30 more people behind us. And I'm like, this is not going to be good.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be like the Cabbage Patch doll thing all over again. And sure shit it was. But it was one of the best things I've ever been a part of. So the guy comes to the door. They've got carts lined up on both sides of the door, so everybody has to stay in this one aisle. This guy opens up the door, and immediately people start like shoving their way in. People realize the carts are like blocking your way around people. So people started jumping over the carts, like the together carts. And of course there's me trying to be Mr. Polite, and I'm stuck behind this guy, and he's not moving. So I see Don just taking off running. So by the time I get around this guy, I'm in all-out sprint mode to this electronics. I remember getting there and seeing the mosh pit, and I'm like, there's no way I'm getting one. There's just no way. So I'm just kind of standing there minding my own business. This woman turns, and like we make eye contact, and I'm thinking, she looked like she was about to ask me a question. No, she freaking shoves me. I fall backwards because I'm not even prepared for that.
Yeah.
And VCRs were like on sale for $10, and they were stacked up like a Christmas tree on the ground. She pushes me. I knock that thing completely over. I fell into it. Now I'm pissed. And I'm like, if I find this girl, she's catching an elbow to the face.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I wouldn't have hit her, but I was really pissed.
Yeah.
So anyway, I get back up. And then I realize if I want one, I need to start being aggressive like that woman.
Yeah.
Sad that I got to be aggressive if it was a woman. So I start making my way. I feel like there was a lot left, but what I didn't realize was they had stacked them on the counter of the electronics. Stack looked much higher than it was.
Than it was, yeah.
Once I catch a glimpse of that, I really start pushing my way up there, and people are grabbing and taking one. And I see Don launch his body onto the counter and fall over to the other side. And I'm like, holy crap. And I get to him, and he hands me one. He jumped and grabbed the last two.
Oh,
like,
God.
I think he realized it, too. Like, I don't sacrifice my body. I'm not getting one.
Yeah.
Coolest thing I've ever been a part of. And as we're walking out, that's when you have to walk out to the front to check out. People were running up behind people, grabbing them out of their hands and trying to check out before they could get caught. You know,
that's
caught
crazy.
Up.
Crazy. Yeah.
It was, I would have loved to see that videotape of that day. Like, that was one thing that stuck in my mind forever was that. Dreamcast was a pretty cool launch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That went on, if anybody remembers, it went on for like what felt like 24 hours because they launched the system at midnight on 9999. And I I was the manager of Video Game Exchange. But because I knew we were only getting like 3 systems, which turns out I'm glad I pre-ordered somewhere else because we ended up getting none. So I pre-ordered.
How did that happen?
Because they always shit on my store. Like, I was the lowest volume store, you know.
Makes sense. Yeah.
So give them to the bigger stores.
Yeah.
And as a company as a whole, they only got like 50 systems. So they made sure they hit all the major cities.
How was that even possible? Like, segment, you have to think they're producing these things.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I know they have to go globally, but yeah.
And Sega was taking a loss on every system made. They didn't plan that out very well. I think they ended up losing $5 per system they sold. So they were like bankrupting themselves right at the go.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember pre-ordering from Electronics Boutique. My cousin. Jesus Christ. What the hell is going on here? 2020, thanks. My cousin, kind of cousin.
Sean, right?
Sean, finally.
Yeah, he dated my cousin.
Dated your cousin, that's it. He worked there, so I secured my pre-order through that and all the games, and I bought like two guns because House of the Dead was like supposed to be one of the launch games. Mm-hmm. I got two memory cards, or VMUs they called them, virtual memory units that had like a little screen on them like Tamagotchi. They ended up not getting the shipment of games till like, they were supposed to get them at 3, then they were supposed to get them at 4, then it was supposed to, everybody just kept going back. I remember me and Matt Heinrich going home and playing Ready to Rumble, and like, let's just go back up. Well, we went up like an hour later just to see if they got any more games, and I think I ended up with like NFL 2K or something like that. I mean, we were just blown away. But
yeah, that, I distinctly remember seeing NFL 2K like being displayed like on the screen and being like, oh my God.
Yeah, like it was the first time like eyes were moving and, you know. It was just crazy, but
and you're like, wow. And then, you know, as time passed, you're like, these guys look kind of funny. Their shoulders are a little
square. And yeah.
Yeah.
What else? PS2 was a fun launch.
Mm-hmm.
I did not do the PS3. That's the, you know, after PS2, I kind of gave up on PlayStation. I think you brought your PlayStation 3 over my old house, though. We played.
Oh, yeah.
Like one of the greatest NBA games we ever, it came down to the final seconds.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Nathan was sleeping. Remember that?
Yeah.
He was like working 12-hour shifts still or something. But
he was sleeping, yeah.
So that was fun. Were you part of the PS3 launch or no?
No.
Okay.
No, I got everything after the fact. I don't think I've ever gotten anything on launch.
Okay.
I
got the PS4 on launch.
My 4 was close to launch.
Okay.
I did get it, I believe I got it like the end of November or beginning or early December, somewhere in there. It was...
Do you want to hear what's weird about the PS4 and Xbox One? What's weird about those is I never pre-ordered them, but I went to the launches for both of them. So I went to Micro Center for the launch of the PS4 because they weren't sold out. You could just walk in and get them. So it was still pretty cool.
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, there was like a huge line. They were only letting one person at a time in because they realized.
That's good.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. Xbox One came out. I didn't pre-order that either, and I went up to GameStop by us and just walked in and got one. It was really bizarre, and I've never seen a launch like that, but this one was definitely different, so I had to call off work, and it was a last-minute thing. I knew I was going to do it, but I thought, I'll just wait till Christmas, close to Christmas, and then I thought, you know what, that's probably a bad idea if I really want one for Christmas for Connor. So I called off work, went up there, and there was already a line of maybe like 7 people.
You took like a personal day or something, right?
Yeah.
Just like, I'm sick.
I'm not feeling that well. No, I told him I had a personal matter. So a personal matter is a personal matter, whether it's positive or negative, and this happened to be a positive. You want to come through for your kid for Christmas. I'd consider that a good, you know, a good deed. But yeah, I went up there. There was about 7 or 8 people already there. No, it had to be 9 people because I was number 10 in line. The guy, it was 10 o'clock, and I remember wishing I had gotten there a little bit earlier, not till the guy came out and he said, we only have 7 systems to pre-order. And I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. He said, I have physical copies that will be delivered to the store. 7 copies. I have 5 of the Series X, and then I have 2 of the S's. And I knew I didn't want the S, so 5 systems. I'm like, ah, crap. He's like, now, if you want to pay in full, we can still pre-order you one.
Oh.
And he said it'll come directly from the warehouse. So I'm like, all right, I'll do that anyway. I planned on paying in full. So I'm like, all right, screw it. I don't know if you heard about all that with when they launched, every system crashed. Microsoft crashed. Best Buy crashed. Walmart crashed.
Mm-hmm.
GameStop. Everywhere crashed.
Yeah.
So we're all waiting in the store. The guys that had physical copies, they were able to just check out and go.
Yeah.
The people that needed to pay for it in full, we had to sit there and wait. It got to the point I sat on the floor, and so did some of the other people. We sat on the floor at GameStop because it was just taking forever.
Yeah.
When he finally came back up, he's like, oh, man, the systems are gone. And he's like, unless you buy one of the bundles. I'm like, well, what's the bundle? He starts naming them. Like, the cheapest bundle was, like, almost $800. And I'm like, get me one. Damn it.
Yeah.
So I would have loved to pre-order the PS5 as well, just to, I guess, be a part of that. But I think I'm going to wait on that one.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to wait.
You know, what was funny when I think back to when the 4 came out is I had worked something out with my mom. I'm like, it's the only thing I want for Christmas. I have the money. I'll pay for half of it. You can pay for, and then the rest of it will be just like my Christmas gift from them.
Yeah.
So I went out to the stores with my mom, and we went around to different stores. Best Buy didn't have any. Toys R Us didn't have any. Kmart didn't have any. And I asked the guy at Kmart. He said, we got 2 in, and we sold them really quickly.
Yeah.
But he said, I heard Walmart got a bunch in. So I was like, well, okay, well, let's go to Walmart. So go to Walmart, and as soon as you get through the doors, you're like power walking, kind of trying to get back there before they all get all snatched up.
Probably where you got your hernia from.
Might have been.
You power walked once.
Oh, huh. Fuck, but I got to keep going.
Yeah.
And I get back there and look in the display case, and they had like 6 of them.
So nice.
Like, oh, they got them. And there was another guy that I'd seen at Best Buy who I assumed was looking for a PlayStation 2, PlayStation 4 too. I'm like, oh, yeah, they got him. And he like walked right by him. I'm like, oh, that's embarrassing. He wasn't even looking for a blade.
Oh, man.
So yeah, but I remember walking out with that thing and holding it in the bag. I'm like, making sure. I'm like watching my surroundings so someone doesn't run up and take it.
That other guy, he's like looking for an associate. He's like, yeah, I went to Best Buy. Couldn't find any. You know where the tampons are?
Yeah, right?
Something completely off the wall, tampons.
Y'all got any more of them Game Boy Colors? But the whole like experience with the 5, and you know, Sony came out after like the pre-orders and like, we really dropped the ball on them. So I have done everything I can to prepare myself for the next time the next batch of pre-orders drops, but nothing's happened. Like,
yeah,
GameStop had them, but their second wave of pre-orders that GameStop had weren't individual systems, they were bundles. And I was like, I don't have that kind of money for buying an $800 bundle. It's gotten so bad where Target has canceled people's pre-orders and reposted them. I'm guessing it's either people who had multiple systems under the same account.
Oh, that could be.
Or just didn't have the money in there to do it. But, I mean, to do it online anymore, you're going against bots and scalpers who cheat the system.
Yeah, that's what pisses me off.
And then turn around and sell multiple. I mean, I've seen people in chat rooms saying they have multiple systems that they're looking to unlock.
Go on eBay.
Yeah. eBay is the only place where you can get pre-orders right now.
Yeah, but you're going to pay $900.
Yeah, you're going to pay over a grand for
it. It's silly. I'm still looking for a Switch. I should have never got rid of mine to begin with, but I've wanted Link's Awakening so bad to like replay that.
Yeah.
And, I just want a Switch. And
that's on my list to get from.
Why are they still unavailable?
I don't know.
Since the beginning of the pandemic.
The pandemic, they got really popular, and they've been very hard to find.
But it's, you know what I mean? It's Nintendo. You think they can go back and go, oh, yeah, we need a more order now. We need 45 million system.
We need 45 million system.
Oh.
Right now.
We need, oh, yeah, stupid American. They do, they buy all Switch system with their big American eyes.
What I want to know, and it's never made sense to me why they did it. I mean, obviously, it's a money thing. But you have the regular Switch that you can play on TV.
I know exactly what you're about to say.
And then they made just the strictly handheld version.
Stupid.
Why would you pay for that when you can get the regular one and be able to play it on a TV or handheld?
Exactly.
Like, I don't understand.
It's, to me, that was stupid. And
make more of the regular system.
Right. Exactly. That was my, and I kept seeing it. And you know what? Just like the parents who probably bought the Xbox One X.
Mm-hmm.
I bet a lot of parents buy this light thing thinking it's the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think it's one of those things where Nintendo has just become such a big name that they know they could have Shigeru Miyamoto take a dump, slap the quality of Nintendo on it, and people will buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. Why would you mass produce these stupid things? I want the Switch. I want to play the shit on my TV, not a handheld all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Nintendo. We've watched them do this for years. Game Boy, Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advance, 2DS, 3DS. You know, come out with your damn system and just produce good games for it.
Yeah.
End of story. It's just, but they know people are going to buy that stuff, and sometimes we're dumb enough to buy it.
True.
Yeah, I do feel bad for the parents that bought the Xbox One X.
Yes.
Because they said that percentage skyrocketed to like 800%.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the, I was talking to Connor about this too. I said, can you imagine being a parent feeling like you came through for your kid?
Uh-huh.
And then on Christmas Day, you see your kid's face like totally break into tears of like, this isn't what I wanted. Like, what? It's the X. It's the Xbox X.
Yeah.
No, Dad, this is, it's Series X. And him not still not understanding, like, what does that mean?
And that's really on Microsoft.
Weird.
Why couldn't you come up with a more clear-cut way so there was no confusion? You mean you tell me nobody thought about...
Maybe they purposely did it so that it would increase the sales.
You're right. Maybe they did.
Yeah. The best thing I heard reading through different chat rooms and everything, somebody said, what a genius idea would it have been to call it the Xbox 6? If you're a parent that knows nothing about video games and you're trying to either pre-order the PS5 or the Xbox 6, which one are you going to go for? Probably the one that you think is further ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, you could always call it one number ahead of PlayStation.
Yeah, true.
From now till whenever.
Yeah.
Which is would be pretty genius.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I thought the same thing. I'm like, did they purposely do that?
Yeah.
Just throw Series X in it? Or just the word Series?
Yeah.
And totally confuse people, and
they might have.
But I would feel like those people would return it once they find out. But who knows? Do you feel like the console wars are back, or do you think it's still a dead thing?
And I tell you what, it seemed like, well, Nintendo has had success with the Switch, which I think after the big bomb that was the Wii U, it's kind of. I mean, I can't even believe that was a thing. It was so short lived. The success of the Switch. Microsoft, the acquisition of Bethesda, which, you know, we've talked about in text, you know, they make two of the biggest games that come out, and the Elder Scrolls and Fallout. You know, if those go exclusive to Xbox, that's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, I even told you, like, you guys, like, those are two of my favorite games. I would probably have to consider getting an Xbox just so I could play those.
Even if it was an S.
So, yeah.
You can get that for...
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I want the digital version of the PlayStation 5, which I guess they're not producing as many of because they're almost losing money on it, I heard, because it almost takes... It almost costs as much to produce it as they're
like
selling
Sega.
It for. Yeah.
Sega Dreamcast.
Like very... Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like they're back.
And maybe it starts to become more personal like that where they'll try to buy up smaller companies to shut them out.
And that kind of sucks for everyone who has like a side of, you know, their system, like I'm a PlayStation guy or an Xbox guy.
Yeah.
And then you start seeing these studios and developers getting bought up and being exclusive.
It's kind of like the NFL 2K thing.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they came out at like $20 a game.
Yeah. To
and it blew Madden out of the water.
Out of the water, yeah.
I mean, that game was like the first time you've ever seen him like do random crowd shots or like the concessions guy walking down the stands. Like, it just puts you in the game a lot more. And now after that, you saw it in Madden, you know.
You got Madden purchasing, EA purchasing the rights to the NFL. Yeah.
And, you know, numbers don't lie. And they saw that. And they were probably like, let's snatch this up now and see if whatever we got to pay.
Yeah. But the thing about it is, and Madden is taking heat for it now. A lot of people petitioning for the NFL to branch out and get away from EA. It's not always a good thing to not have competition.
Right. Absolutely.
Competition helps you, you know, pushes you to do better and to make better.
You discover new technologies. Mm-hmm. You discover new ideas for games. I think with the two games that you named from the buyout, from Xbox, don't you feel they could have got a lot more than $7.5 million?
Yeah, I would have thought so.
I would have thought there would have been a zero somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That to me seems kind of weird.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if it just meant that they're going to get first crack at it.
Yeah, which as a PlayStation guy, that's my hope.
Yeah, or exclusive content. Maybe like a different type of download for the game that you only get these certain levels within the game.
Yeah. Probably a mixture of both.
But I do think the exclusivity is
not
always so good.
No.
You got your main, God of War will probably always be.
Yeah, you got your developers under this, Sony, and you got Gears of War. And
But Halo. I really think it's a bad idea for companies that make games for both systems to just pick route
aside
and go. Yeah.
Because you might be getting money from them purchasing whatever your rights, but I mean, you're also cutting in half your Your fan base. Your fan base and the amount of people who are going to buy your product.
Not only that, but we all know that games aren't just a simple purchase. You're buying stuff in-game, which you're losing half of that now, too.
Yeah.
You know, your map packs and downloads and different skins and stuff like that. So, not a good idea, I don't think. But we're also not millionaires, so what?
No. But you know what? We are gamers, and what I love about gamers as a whole is if we don't like something, we'll let you know about
it. Oh, yeah.
Like, we're not going to be fucking pushed around and take your shit. We're going to tell you, we don't like this. We're not, you know.
Yeah. And I hope it gets back to a point where, you know, they're raising the price of games by $10.
Ugh, yeah.
And I told you my viewpoint of that is if they can increase it by $10 and quit the in-game purchases so that the game only...
Microtransactions and shit,
so it only costs me $70 total, okay? But right now, we're paying $60 for games. And then to get the next four levels of the game, we got to pay, you know, either $19.99 for that download, or you can pay $59.99. So basically the cost of another game, and you'll get the season pass.
Yeah.
So basically we're paying right now $120 plus tax for games.
I've seen deluxe editions of games are going to be $100.
$100, yeah. We've already been paying that. His last Borderlands 3. The super awesome deluxe edition, whatever it was $99.99.
Like the top tier like edition.
Yep.
But now just the next step up.
Yep. So yeah,
like the silver edition is $100.
Yep. So yeah, I mean the bundle that we bought or pre-ordered has an extra controller, a headset, and a game, and then 3 months of the Game Pass. So I mean, we're pretty much set up.
Yeah.
For probably stuff we would have bought eventually anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It just sucks having to pay it all up front right now. But I guess it is. It's out of the way. He knows it's his only Christmas present.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I'll get him a little thing here and there. But, you know, not everybody can do that. That's, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm glad I could. And I'm glad Connor's super stoked that he's getting one.
I'm glad you were able to go there and do that and at least come away with something.
Yeah. And the crowd wasn't crazy. It wasn't like a huge memorable experience. But it's just... I can say I was there for another launch or pre-order, and I'll be there for, I guess, launch will be at my house when it gets shipped, I guess. I but it'll still be fun. I'd love to do a little unboxing of it, recording, and post that. Cool. If I can ever get this damn Twitch thing with the recording to work, I'd love to record that new gameplay and show.
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
some of our Fall Guys that we've been playing.
Yes. Funny stuff, man.
Hopefully we can do the same if I ever get my hands on a PS5 before the PS5 Pro comes out or the slim version of the PlayStation.
Yes. Something, man.
If Sony, if you're listening, the Vulgar Burrito would really love a PlayStation 5 so we can talk about it and break it down.
Review it. Yeah. Give you our ins and outs.
We'll give it a positive rating no matter what.
Yeah.
Send us one.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
I'm secretively whispering to the head of Sony.
Mike will give you head.
Oh. Yeah. You know what? Sure.
Why not? This is, yeah. I mean, whatever.
If that's what it'll take.
Yeah. How bad you want that pre-order?
I'm not beyond sucking. I'm not beyond sucking dick for a PlayStation 5.
What has life come to? Did you get your hands on one of them Xbox Series X's? Well, yeah, I had to give a hand job, but I got one. That's all that matters.
I'm getting a lot of offers for the people's PlayStation 5s now.
Man, I'm handing out PS5s left and right. Yeah. Well, with that, we get to the part of the show we call the wrap-up.
Wrap it up.
We welcomed Mike back this episode. We're glad everything went good with the surgery. You're back to normal.
Thumbs up, yeah.
Pretty soon you'll be running a triathlon, I'm sure.
Hopefully.
We're rooting for you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
By triathlon, I meant once you get your hands on a PS5 and sit on the couch playing that. And while you get up for drinks and food.
Yes.
And then that's your three.
That's my cycle, yeah. My three.
We got to talk a little bit about the launches of systems. We'd be interested to hear any of the fans and listeners.
Yeah.
Stories?
Yeah, anybody who's got a PlayStation 5, you can leave your name and address and...
Yeah, well...
Let us know.
With that, this has been the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
Catch you guys next episode.
Peace.
Out.